Avante mehira mi'al haaretz ha'tayva. And you'll be lost, you'll be exiled very quickly, speedily, from the good land that Hashem gives you. You wonder, what is the focus, me'al haaretz ha'tayva, the good land? Reminds us of a pasuk a little bit earlier on, Parshas Ekev. V'achalta v'savata v'irachta. Where everything goes well, you'll eat, you'll be satisfied, and you'll bless Hashem for the goodly land that He gives you. Eretz Yisrael is a good land. Taiva ha'aretz ma'oid ma'oid. Say Yeshua and Caliph. It's great. It's wonderful. But it needs to be appreciated. It needs to be appreciated for its goodness. And perhaps the greatest good that Eretz Yisrael has is that it is a land that is reflective or expressive of the relationship that we have with Hashem. That when we fulfill the mitzvahs, the land gives off its bounty. The material abundance in Eretz Yisrael is a reflection of where we're at. It's a land that if we play our part and play our role in using the land, utilizing the land, respecting the land, then it's a good land. And it provides us with everything we need and more. It's a great place to be. When we're kicked out, we realize that we never appreciated it in the first place. We didn't respect it. And that's why we were sent into exile. And suddenly we're looking back and we realize how wonderful and precious it was. How incredible it was and how we took it for granted. When we're sent into exile, when we're wandering around the world with no place to call home, no place to have physical, spiritual security. No place that's really providing for our needs. We realize how great and how wonderful Eretz Yisrael is. And how good the life we had there was. Me'al ha'aretz ha'tayva. Sometimes you don't appreciate how valuable things are till you can't have them anymore. That's the greatest shame. Perhaps that's what the Shema is telling us. While you're still in the land, Hisham Mirachem, be careful that this sequence of events doesn't happen. Think forward about the consequences of your actions. Realize that one thing leads to another. Realize there's a sequence of events that can be put into play that will end up with us losing our good land. It's a travesty.